Liam Malpass is in his second year of a 3-year nurse practitioner program. Like other healthcare students, his chance of getting field experience disappeared in the wake of COVID-19 as hospitals and clinics put programs on hold. So when UW's nursing school announced it was partnering with King County Public Health so that students could volunteer to do clinical work on the front lines, Malpass leapt at the chance.
Did I ever think that I would be part of something like this when I got into nursing? I don't think so, but it's something that I'm so glad that I'm part of.
He says to be a part of history, a healthcare provider in the midst of a global pandemic, helping people who have contracted the virus, is something he thinks he'll look back on with pride. The 30-year-old student has been assigned to King County's Assessment and Recovery Center in Shoreline. It's a temporary 150-bed facility constructed practically overnight on a soccer field. It's designed for people who are homeless and need to be isolated as they recover from the virus. Malpass says working there, his emotions run the gamut.
At times, I feel calm and confident in what I'm doing. And other times, I feel honestly overwhelmed by just the sheer scale of what's happening, not just in our community, but over the country and throughout the world.
He's reluctant to talk too much about the specifics of his work at the recovery center, concerned, he says, about protecting patients' privacy. What he does say is that in the past, when he was in a healthcare setting, there were longstanding protocols and procedures you followed. Now, he says, with new information constantly coming out about the virus and how it spreads, things are always in a state of flux.
You know, we often use this metaphor that we're, you know, building the airplane as we're flying it.
But he says it has taught him to be flexible. And that's not a bad thing.
You know, I may not know what next week brings in terms of my education, in terms of my career, in terms of my personal life. And that's been humbling because it's just caused me to slow down a bit and kind of think day by day what's important to me. And that's been really helpful to just stay in a good headspace.
Malpass says he likes seeing nurses portrayed as heroes collectively, although he rejects the individual label for himself. He says this really is their time to shine.
You know, I really think nurses will come out on the other side of this pandemic as leaders in helping to process the learning from both triumphs and failures.
Malpass remembers the first time he heard the noise outside his apartment window in Seattle's Madison Valley. It was 8 o'clock at night, and people were yelling and cheering. It was part of the Joyful Noise movement to let healthcare and other frontline workers know they're appreciated. He was taken aback at first, realizing it was meant for people like him. Now he says he joins in.
You know, I go up to my rooftop in the evening and I clang on my pan because it's something that we do together as a community, and it really recognizes our strength in unity, and knowing that, you know, we're all part of this together, and we will make it through this together, and the best way to do that is through supporting each other.
Paula Whistle, KNKX News.